True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I mentioned that we did not have time to get to some of the big issues of the day, including some Supreme Court decisions. We will tackle those with Brad Young coming up in the next hour here on 97.1 FM Talk. Also, Susan L. Ward's going to be a guest in the next hour, plus audio cut of the day. Paul Hall is here from Common Guy Films. How are you, sir, this afternoon?
I'm really good, Mark. I hope some listeners took advantage of my little tip last week. It was the mystery movie with the Marcus Theaters chain, so Ronnie's had it, among others, was Jurassic World Rebirth on Monday night this past week. So hopefully they got a chance to get out and see it for cheap. We'll talk about that next week when that actually opens for the rest of us.
So I was not here, so give me this in a capsule. They were kind of teasing something and they wouldn't tell you what it was?
Yeah, they do a mystery movie once every couple weeks, and I think they're not alone. A lot of the other chains do it, AMC's and Cinemark's and whatnot. But in the Marcus Theaters case, they give you a rating, they give you a runtime, and they tell you whether it's a horror film or not. They don't tell you what they're going to show. And I'm about 85% accurate on predicting what that title will be. And I was pretty darn sure it was going to be Jurassic World Rebirth. So I hauled the whole family out on that Monday night, and everybody was happy to get a chance to get a first peek at that before many.
I don't think I saw. So the last one was Jurassic World Dominion. Is that right?
Dominion.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have to see that to see this
No.
one? Because I've seen the trailer for this one. It looks somewhat interesting.
Yeah, it's somewhat interesting. You have to, as far as just have a general knowledge of what Jurassic World was all about and Jurassic Parks were all about, I think you'll be just fine. But that's going to open in theaters on July the 2nd, officially. So,
what else do you want to talk about here this afternoon? F1 opened, right? Is that the big opening for the weekend?
I want to go racing with F1, the movie.
And Rook is a phenomenal talent, but he's young. You plus him, I got a team.
When's the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
I'm offering you an open seat in Formula One. The only place you could say, if you win, you are the absolute best.
We got a little Missouri connection with Brad Pitt starring in this movie. This does appear to be one of those films, and most of the summer releases are certainly created this way, to be seen on the big screen, maybe an IMAX screen, Paul.
Get as Ooh, big yeah. as you can to see this. Mm-hmm. There is no question in my mind. I got a chance to see this one, and quite frankly, right now it's up there with one of the best of the summer so far. It Ooh, just grabbed wow. me from the word go. Lights out, if those of you who watch F1 know, that's the start, and we go nonstop. It's a long movie. It clocks in over 2.5 hours long, but it doesn't ever feel like that long. It doesn't feel like it drags. except for when maybe a romance situation comes up with Brad Pitt. But that's me. I'm a guy. I go see the movie to see the cars and cars driving fast. And if you get on those big screens, you feel like you're in the car. And that is what is good here. Joe Kosinski, who did Top Gun Maverick, is directing this as well. Nice. So this is going to give you that action that you're craving to see on the big screen for a summer movie. Some things are a little ridiculous here. Some things are a little over the top. But quite frankly, this checks all the boxes for what you want in a summer movie. And Brad Pitt works here. Damson Idris is his co-star. Both of them work really well. You get Javier Bardem. You get race cars. I have been an F1 geek since probably the last 5 to 7 years here. A little bit more every year. And I loved it. I had such a good time with it.
You know who else loved it? I heard from last night.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Kenny Wallace saw this movie last night because the movie company wanted to make sure that he saw it. He was actually scheduled to see it. This is a funny story and true. Sue, I don't know if I ever told you this. So Kenny was set to go to a screening of this last week.
That's right.
And he remembered at the very last minute, which I think saved his marriage, that it was his wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And he ditched out of the screen. But they did go see it last night, and I saw some text exchanges. He liked it quite a bit.
Great.
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, it's from start to finish, it's one of those few movies that you kind of just kind of strap in and you go for the ride. The ride is fantastic to be on, and I think everybody gets a little something they like. It's funny, unique, because a lot of the drivers here and the people they talk to, Brad Pitt is a guy who's twice divorced. He's working on number three, maybe. And quite frankly, Kenny would have been down that track two if he missed that anniversary, I'm sure.
What else you got this weekend, either in the theaters or on streaming television?
Well, let me mention just, I didn't see it, but Megan 2.0, if you're into that, that also opened today. But what I do want to definitely touch on is the Trainwreck series. The Trainwreck series over on Netflix has been something we've kind of been following with Astroworld. The Mayor of Mayhem was last week with Rob Ford.
Yep.
We've got a new one into the Trainwreck series. And now we are, make sure you haven't eaten. If you've got dinner on the table right now, don't eat it. Poop Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
After Jane, you do watch it?
I started it. And because I just got off a cruise, and I was certainly not glad I didn't watch it before. It's a disaster. I was like, I got so far and I had to stop.
Wait, refresh my memory on what this is about.
It's a stranded boat. There's a fire.
Yeah,
on the
I
ship.
Vaguely remembered it. It was back in 2013. The Carnival Triumph got itself stranded in the middle of the Gulf of, at the time, Mexico, now America, and it lost all its power. And once it lost its power, and had, because of this fire that it had on the very bottom level, you couldn't have toilets.
That was,
you couldn't have running water, and things started piling up and things started moving around. They ended up on this boat for quite a few extra days. I think it ended up at 5, 6, 7 days before it got back tugged to another port. And they were all fighting all the craziness going on the lower decks. Bringing mattresses to the top. It's a quick 50-minute watch or so over on Netflix. It's an interesting watch. Don't do it while you're eating anything, though, because you might
disgusting.
Not.
So do you think you'll go back or not?
Oh, I will still cruise.
No. What I mean is, will you, because you were kind of disgusted by it, will you watch the rest of the documentary?
I think I will, but I just had to, maybe some distance from
now that
vacation.
You mentioned the story, I do remember that. Sue, does that kind of refresh your memory?
Uh-huh.
That was in the news.
And it wasn't the first one. My mom was actually on the first boat, which was probably 10 years before then, that got stranded after a fire. And they didn't have the toilet situation as much.
Oh.
But their idea, Carnival's idea, was to give everybody drinks.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Drinks and food, and that probably was not.
It backfired a little bit.
It backfired.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Well, and it took them a while to get this out. This was in an era where we didn't have social media, and with the power out, you didn't have Twitter, you know, sitting on the ship going, we're stranded here, and I've got this stuff around me.
Right.
They actually took days before the media even knew what was going on, because Carnival sent out a generic press release saying, hey, we had a problem. We're getting a towed back in, and nobody followed up on it until they had an incident that brought them the ability to communicate back to the media, and then the media blew the story up, as you would imagine.
So I'm kind of in the marketplace, if you will, for a new streaming show. I'm still watching Stick on Apple TV+. I like Owen Wilson quite a bit. I saw something on Netflix. I started watching two different Netflix shows that I turned off like within 30 seconds. One was, I think, called Department Q. It just didn't appeal to me. There was another one as well. But there's a new Apple TV Plus, and I don't know if this is a movie or a series called Smoke that's out this week as well. Right, Paul?
There is. It's 9 episodes long. Taron Egerton in our lead role as a fire investigator. And he's back together with Joe Lahane. Now, Dennis Lahane, excuse me. Lahane has given us great things like Gone Baby Gone. He's given us great things in the past. And some of the other people he works with here include the people Lahane and Egerton worked together on Blackbird, which we remember from Apple TV Plus as well, a series that if you haven't seen it, check that out as well. This is about investigating arson in a Pacific Northwest kind of generic town where the fire investigator ends up getting paired with a police investigator, and they're trying to get some serial arsonists taken care of. If you like that fire, I think back to Backdraft in theaters, you got to look inside of the fire and the things that go on with that. This is a series that will get going more so. There's only 2 episodes dropped as of, I believe, today. And it will develop into about 9 episodes before it's all done, a couple weeks down the road. But if you like the fire thing and a very good taught little drama around it, the Smoke is out there, and I would recommend it.
Yeah, I saw it come up last night, and it intrigued me. It piqued my interest, so I think that one we might press go on this weekend. Since you're on the topic of fire, this came out a couple of days ago. Actually, I was just alerted to this when I was at Spieler Automotive getting a oil change this morning, because the folks out there are related to John O'Leary. And the new movie that William H. Macy plays Jack Buck, John Corbett is in this movie. Joel Courtney plays a young John O'Leary. It's called Soul on Fire. They set a release date of October 10th, which is kind of encouraging, because movie companies don't pick a date like that unless they have confidence in the film. But the trailer for Soul on Fire just came out.
How bad is it?
He has burns to 100% of his body.
Want to send out a special hello tonight to a certain young man who's laid up in the hospital. His name is John O'Leary. He's a tough little guy.
Boy, you listen to me. You will walk again.
When I first came to see you, they said you had no chance. But here you are.
Yeah, that's Bill Macy playing Jack Buck. Paul, I don't even know how familiar you are with John's story. He's a St. Louis guy who, when he was a kid, literally set himself on fire. He was left pretty much for dead. People didn't think he would even recover. He was in the hospital for months and months, dozens of surgeries, a lot of therapy. But Jack Buck, the legendary late great Cardinals announcer, played a huge role in, John will tell you, saved his life. So they came to St. Louis. This is also rare, because a lot of times they'll do a movie about a city and they'll film it in Canada or someplace else down in Louisiana with tax credits. They came here, the director came here, Sean McNamara, with John. They started looking at some of the sites where things took place. And he said, no, we have to shoot it here in St. Louis. So that's a big plus as well. But the trailer is out. this week.
That's great to hear, because I like when they go where they really should go, not just kind of try to double something in that isn't going to work for the exteriors. People know. The other big trailer that dropped this week, Mark, something that's near and dear to your heart, the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. That's set for October 24th, and they dropped their first trailer on that this week.
Yeah,
so take
Jeremy
a look
Allen
at that
White.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Jeremy Allen White from The Bear. And by the way, isn't The Bear season four out now?
Yes, just dropped, didn't it?
So here's my struggle with that. I was late into The Bear. Sue, have you watched it or not?
I watched a little bit. It didn't grab me.
And Jane, I think you were the same way, right?
I came very late, and then now I love it,
and
I got obsessed.
It was late for me, but it helped me kind of reconnect with my son, who is in the restaurant business a couple years ago.
Young people love it.
They liked it a lot, so they recommended it. It took me a couple episodes. I loved it, and I loved season two. However, last year at this time, when I tried to watch season three, it didn't grab me. So I never completed season three. But Paul, would your recommendation be to complete season three and get into season four?
I think so. I think it's one of those shows that you should follow it through, hiccups and all, and get through and get into season four and go from there.
Well, it's only a half-hour show, which should help too, right?
Yeah, that does help.
35, 40 minutes. Paul Hall, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com. Squid Game Season 3 is out as well, for those of you who like that.
We may hit you up a little early next week because of the holiday weekend. We're off on the 4th, so we may chat on Wednesday afternoon. We'll see what happens, all right? Stay tuned.
Sounds like a plan. I have Jurassic Park ready for you.
Awesome. Woo! We'd love to hear about that. Frank Cusimano coming up next on a Friday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.